You're listening to the Estheticians Earning More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 150. Welcome to the Estheticians Earning More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised, or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together, and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Hi. Happy Monday. Welcome back. I'm so excited to have you back here with me today. I have a very exciting episode. One of my former clients and friends, Olivia Murray, also known as Liv, I call her Liv, is on the podcast today. And she's talking about how she went from $6,000 a month, sometimes it was $6,000 to $7,000 a month in her business, to $13,000. She's in the Tempe, Arizona area. She specializes in acne, scarring, signs of aging. She focuses to create informative experience for her clients, delivering results driven services and products, and fostering a space where everyone feels understood, safe, supported, and confident. She lives with her husband and two dogs, and this is a really fun conversation. She talks about a lot of different things, how she built her clientele when she first went out on her own, what she did when she first graduated esthetician school, how she started to make more money, how she started to overcome mental hurdles for selling product that is on the more expensive side, how she made really important financial decisions of where to save and where to spend money opening her business. So she has so much value in this episode. It's so good. I just went and listened to it back. And for some reason, I don't know if this was just in the editing or if this will be the final cut, but the audio kind of gets off a little bit. And so there's some parts where we're kind of talking over each other, but we weren't talking over each other in real life. It just kind of got squished together. I'm not sure how. I'm still trying to figure out this software. So I'm so sorry. So at the end of it, it kind of sounds like one of us is talking before the other one is done talking. That's why. So I'm sorry, but you still can understand what we're saying. It's still like a good, great podcast though. Okay. Enjoy, Liv. Hi, Liv. Thanks so much for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this. And it's like my first real podcast. So thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. So tell everyone a little bit about yourself before we go into your full story. So just like where you are and what you do.
So I do skincare and waxing. I focus on acne. I'm located in Tempe, Arizona, pretty close to the university out here. I'm also like baseline and mill in a cute little 12 by 11 room. So it's just me in there as of right now, and it's perfect. I'm super happy where I'm at.
Yeah, you're doing so good in your business. We'll talk fully about how your business has grown over the past few years, but tell us your story. So tell us, when you got out of high school, was that being an esthetician the first thing that you did? Is it what you wanted to do? Tell us kind of the origin of your story.
So I graduated high school as a junior, and my parents are like, yeah, you're not taking a gap year because I didn't want to go to college like without all my friends. So then I went to esthetician school.
Okay.
Something called EVET near where I'm at. It's the East Valley Institute of Technician. So you can go to like a trade school and get your high school credits at the same time. So I started off in cosmetology and realized I didn't love it. So that's how
Yeah.
I kind of figured I still wanted to be in the beauty industry, but I didn't want to do hair. It's one of those things that it's hard to do. I mean, people can come in and tell you one thing, and what you do turns out completely different than expecting. And I felt like with skin, it was a little bit more straightforward. Started to the esthetician school near me. I really had a great experience. I know some people can't say the same, so I'm super grateful. But yeah, I started when I was 17 in like August, and then I graduated in May. So I really liked my experience there. All my teachers were really good. I still talk to some of the girls that were in my class. It was all girls and one guy, so it was pretty fun. There's never any drama, and I feel like I learned a decent amount, but like, not like you learn in your continuing education courses. No, not about acne. I did a lot of waxing in school, a lot of waxing myself, my classmate. Felt like that was something that you could kind of do all the time, whereas facials, these people's skin is like the barrier was stripped. Like no one wanted anyone to touch their face after being in school for like 3 to 4 months.
Oh my
So
gosh, I remember that.
it was rough.
No, please, no more facials.
Yeah, so it was fun in the beginning to do the facials. I didn't think that my plan was going to do skincare.
Okay.
I got out of school and started working at a Wax in the City. I just felt like no one was going to listen to me when it comes to skin because I'm 18 years old. Like, what do I know? You know?
Yeah.
I had acne in high school, but it's not like I was familiar with like pigmentation or aging skin, fine lines and wrinkles or anything like that. We didn't learn microneedling or microchanneling in school. We didn't learn dermaplaning. A lot of these things I had to take extra courses to learn because it's really the basics in school.
Yeah. So you got a job to do waxing. Was that at European Wax Center or was it another wax place?
So I was at a Wax in the City for like 6 months.
Okay.
They were located on like an inside of the plaza. It was a smaller chain at the time, so like it was slow all the time. I was just sitting there. I was getting paid $10 an hour. I don't even remember what my commission was, maybe 10%. But like at 18, I was making close to like $14 an hour after tax, a tip,
No.
commission, and everything. So I'm like, I can't do this. I live with my sister. I need more money. So after 6 months, I left because a few of my friends that I went to school with worked at European Wax.
Okay.
So that was a lot better. It was higher volume. I was actually busy throughout the day. I was like, gee. I guess I was 19 when I started working there.
Okay.
And I was making good money for a 19-year-old. I like to say I was making anywhere like on the low end, like $21 an hour. And at the high end, like kind of near Christmas and stuff, I could make up to anywhere from like $33 an hour. And this is without cash tips. So I got stuck.
Wow.
I was there for like 4.5 years. It's hard to leave
Okay.
because you're used to that money. You know, it's quick money. You're meeting with cash every single day. In the beginning, my experience was really good there. Some of my best friends are from European Wax Center. We had a great owner, a phenomenal manager. Like, I cried when she left. Like, she was truly did such a good job of balancing being like a manager and like caring about you and feeling making the employees feel like they were like valued, you know? Great front desk. They called them GSAs, guest service associates. So then around COVID, everything changed. The owner was like, I'm not doing this anymore, sold. Management changed. All the front desk girls were leaving because they were having to deal with everyone being so rude to them about the mask and stuff. And then everything changed. You know, I would just stay in my little room, mind my own business, get in and get out. And you just stop learning at a certain point. Everything becomes muscle memory. I wasn't really trying hard to sell the products and I didn't believe in them. I wasn't trying to upsell. Because it's so hard to ask someone, oh, do you want your lip wax? Like, when you're doing their brows. Like, I can't do it. I'm not going to point it out. And that's everyone, they just look at the numbers. Like, how can I make more money? Which I love that. But I knew when I had my own business, I was going to really be more personable, like, focus on relationships, making the client happy. Because that's where you make money. That's when people come back, refer their friends and family. So I did learn a lot there. A lot was the stuff I didn't want to do. But I'm grateful for my time there. It really pushed me. I don't know if I would have gone off on my own and created my own business if I didn't feel stagnant, you know? If there weren't so many things that I disliked, you know? Someone could no-show you three times and it would be fine, or last minute cancel all the time, and then we would not get any compensation for that. So we'd just be sitting in our room, even if it was like full leg, Brazilian, full face, underarm. So it was just different, you know?
You just still get paid hourly. You get paid hourly, but you wouldn't get that commission, obviously.
Yeah, but when I started there, it was like $9 an hour. By the time I left, I was making 11 an hour in the 4.5 years that I was there, and we all had to fight for it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's levels and they're different colors. And I was on like level 3 for like 4 years. And then the last 6 months, I'm like, my hand hurt. I shouldn't have to do an upper lip, Brazilian, and underarm in 15 minutes when they're coming in 9 minutes late, because that was the policy. Trying to do everything in 6 minutes, like, you're so stressed, you're leaving hair, you're not having a good, giving them a good service, you know, and I knew that.
Yeah.
And it was uncomfortable for me, because you're sending people in and out, and just not doing your best, so.
Okay, so what year was this? Was this 2020?
When I got that, so then I went down a level, and that was fine. Everyone's pay changed, and then they tried to take my $11 an hour and bump it down to 10. So that's when I had like a meltdown. I'm like, I've been here for so long. Like, is a $1 difference for you guys? Because it's a difference for me, you know? And that's when I was like, okay, I got to get out of here. Like, this is not right. They don't care about their employees. I mean, it's all women there. They don't have any sort of maternity leave. So it's sad. Sorry about my dogs.
It's okay.
Love
has very lively, lovely dogs, so we just get used to them. It's fine.
Yes.
Okay, so this is 2020. They new owners, they changed your pay. So then at that point, did you decide you wanted to open your own business?
It wasn't until, honestly, like the end of 2022, I think, where I'm like,
okay.
What is that? I'm trying to think when I opened. No, it was the end of 2021. So I was, they were closed for COVID for a while. And it wasn't until my friend was like, we need to leave. And I'm like, oh, if you can do it, I can do it, you know? And so it took a while of me being unhappy, complaining about my job, feeling super stuck before I made the transition. I just always feel like I'm young. Businesses are a lot of work. I've always known how much like time and effort you're going to put in. I never was like, oh, let's be my own business. Have all this extra time, because I knew that was not happening. Because when I graduated school, I was like 18. I wasn't ready for any of that. So then by the time I was 23. Yeah, that sounds right. By the time I was 23, I'm like, okay, let's get this ball rolling. Let's do something different. We can't expect changes, like, you can't expect different things when nothing's changing, you know? And I knew it was only going to kind of go downhill at European, since everything had changed. It was like an investment company or something that took over. And they bought a bunch of Europeans, like I think seven in Arizona. So it's like you can't really put a
They
name
just
to the
changed.
base. Yeah, they changed everything. They changed the pay structure, commission, the goals. So yeah, it was just a lot. And I was like, it's my time to go. So the last, I decided that December of 2022, I opened my business. August of 20. No, I decided in December. Sorry, I'm getting all confused. 21. And then in August 22, that's when I finally created my own business. So every day I showed up so happy. Like I had to force myself, but I'm like, they got new owners, they took away the non-compete. So I knew that I could take these people and not get in trouble legally, which I always recommend starting off and getting your own client. The ones that love me followed me, and the ones that love Europeans and their policies stayed there. So it ended up being good.
Worse.
I don't feel like I like robbed them or anything, but if you have a non-compete, listen to that. I'm not inviting you to get in any legal trouble. I showed up super happy every single day and just kind of faked it till I made it and was able to get write down people's name, phone number, what services they got, and how much money each service was, and then how many packages they had left. So even after I left, even if people were like, oh, I have three or four packages to finish off, I would message them in like three months before I knew everything was gonna run out. So I have wax packages on my place, but I only advertise it to my European Wax Center clients because
Got it.
I'm really not making too much money off of doing it, and like very few people have them. But I knew that way that even if I left, I could still have like that communication open with them. The hope that it ended
That was really
sweet.
smart.
Because a lot of people were over European too, like, and how everything
Sure.
changed and the policies. And I don't know. I feel like the people who stayed are just people who want to be able to no show or last minute cancel with no repercussion, you know? But everyone else was like, I'm rushed. This is not, first of all, I'm leaving with hair, you know, and it's not your fault. You're just had like back to back people all day. Or they'd put like three leg waxes back to back, and you have no time to fill your wax pot. So you like put a hot wax on someone's skin, and you're like, I'm sorry. I just have no wax. I was at the same time.
So this was you got people's information, you left in August. You already have a location, everything ready to go.
Yeah, so August 1st, we got the keys to the room. I shared with someone else. August 7th is when I started taking clients. So,
Quick.
and my first day, I made more money than I would in like a 2 week paycheck because I sold two Brazilian packages. I had six clients my first day, and I sold two Brazilian packages. So I made like $1,200 my first day. And it made me
It
realize,
must be
like,
so exciting.
yeah, it was a really good feeling. I'm like, anything's happening for a reason. Like, I'm gonna be taken care of. I feel like when you go into a business, you can't really expect to make too much money right away.
No,
It's
not at
better
the
to have
beginning.
realistic expectations and hope for the best than unrealistic expectations, you know? So I felt like it set me off on a really good note. I felt really confident. It was hard when I first started because there was a little bit of room decor drama with the girl I shared the suite with. So I felt like because our suite was like what I thought was ugly and not as planned, I had to work 10 times harder to keep people because I'm like, oh, if my room's ugly, they're not gonna want to come see me. So my clients the first day are like, no, we came to see you, not your room. And that did help me a lot, but it felt really good to be able to make that amount of money in one day when that's how much my paycheck would be at a 2 week. So.
I think that's a really interesting point that you said about the room decor, because I think a lot of esthetician business owners really obsess about it. And of course, great decor is great. Like, I'm not saying that, like, saying that that doesn't help an elevating experience. But when you're a brand new business owner and you don't have a lot of money and a lot of clients, like, spending a lot of money on decor is a terrible idea, and it
Yeah.
doesn't really matter. Like you said, like your clients were just following you. You can invest in decor later. It is more important to do a great service to connect with your clients than it is to have like a beautiful Instagram-worthy room.
Have I showed you what the room looks like at one point?
No, you have to send me
It
pictures.
was not every room. Like every single corner and square foot was taken up by 12 million things. It was basically, I was surprised
I
with the
won't get in.
decor. I contributed like my half, and her contribution was going to be the decor. We agreed on everything, had like Pinterest boards, Amazon wish lists, screenshots, group messages, and she did the complete opposite. It started off really emotionally hard for me. Like, I was sitting on the shower floor crying. Like, couldn't sleep for the first week because the room really truly like was ugly. Even my nicest friends were like, "Oh," and I'm like, "I know." Like, it was traumatizing. But I just feel like
Okay.
it was a lot. It was a lot. It was pretty extreme.
Okay, so the room was really ugly. Okay. But what, so how many clients were you seeing a week, do you think, like at that point?
Anywhere from like 10 to 15, like nothing crazy.
Okay.
Sundays have always been my busiest days, so I think my first day was a Sunday. Not too much. I was able to take some. I had a lot of friends and family be super supportive in the beginning, which was good. I wouldn't even take 15. I guess every other week would kind of be good. It was a slow start, but I can't say it was as slow of a start as other people building from the ground up. Like, I was prepared. I knew before I left, I'm like, oh, these people are done with wax passes. They'll all come to me. I put down how much each was. So I kind of predicted how much money I would make first month, and that's why I left. I have a notebook from when I first started. It would be interesting to go back and look at all my brain
It would be.
planning and stuff like that. Because I it wasn't like super busy, but it was enough to where I wasn't discouraged or sitting there. Like, obviously I knew I needed more clients, but I wasn't like, oh, I can't feed myself, or oh, I have to go into debt. Like, thankfully, I saved a lot before I left European Wax Center. So I had cushion. So that was
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Were you making enough money to pay your personal bills, or were you living off savings or something else at the beginning?
I pretty much had enough, and if I did, I'd barely go into my savings, maybe like $100 or $200 a month, you know. But I wasn't saving money, and that was hard for me because at European Wax Center, every paycheck I put $250 aside, and every day I put aside $10 a day, so like $70 a week in cash. At the end of the year, that's almost $10,000. So like that was just like my basic savings. So from going from that to not saving at all, pretty much for the first year of my business, was very stressful because I had a good amount of savings, you know, but I was like, oh, I'm not adding to this. I'm getting older, and I'm like not building enough. So that was a little bit challenging in the beginning because I started working at 14 years old at my mom's best friend's salon, and that's how I found out I wanted to like be in the beauty industry. I swept hair, I did, like washed people's hair, washed the bowls, did all the laundry and stuff like that. So I've always made more than minimum wage. Like, I've never really ever had a minimum wage job after like tips and commission, you know? So I always felt like I was really good with my money. I'm not doing better than people my age, but saving and spending a little bit more responsibly. So since I hadn't been able to save in the beginning, it was hard, but I just kept thinking that this is temporary, you know, no real owner can save the amount of money that I'd like to save every month. Realistically, and still go on vacation and go out to eat and do those little things too. So super lucky I have my husband to lean on and stuff. So that makes it a lot easier to feel like you have a partner in life and someone who always helps you.
So, okay, so you had maybe 10 to 15 clients. How did you start building clientele and building your business? So that was like, what did you do to start bringing more people?
I posted like 3 times every single day on Instagram. So it was a lot. I didn't know what I was doing. It was all trial and error. I'm not familiar with social media. I mean, I've had Instagram since I've been like 12 or 13, but it's like fun, you know? I didn't know how to market. I'm like, oh, same font, same colors. I'll just post whatever I want. So that helped. The hashtags helped. I know you say you don't need to use them anymore, but I've had quite a few people by tying me through like Tempe Esthetician or Phoenix Facials or Tempe Brow Waxing. So people submitted to that. My friends were very supportive. Everyone posted me on their story. I always posted in Facebook group. I always commented on all. If I said someone like, oh, I need a recommendation for a facial for my teenager, like I'd be the first one to comment. Maybe a like word of mouth too. I asked people, I'm like, hey, starting my own business. I'll give you $10 off if you're a first friend. So it was slow and steady in the beginning, but I am fortunate enough to where I never got to that point where I'm like, oh, I have to give up. I'm not making money. You know, I always thought and knew it was close by and really kind of trusted the process for sure. But I cut back my spending. I dyed my hair back brown, which is my natural color. I stopped getting my nails done. We didn't go out on our fancy date once a month. We would just get like Chipotle or Euros. So I did cut back. I cut back my shopping. I wasn't getting like Botox and stuff. I was wearing SPF or tinted SPF every day, so I wasn't purchasing makeup anymore. Like I really did cut back because you can't live the same lifestyle you want when you're first starting a business. At least I couldn't. I always speak for it.
That's really smart because you were really smart with your money and you were strategic with it. You weren't just like living the lifestyle that you were living before when you had a job and was making money, didn't have overhead expenses and things like that. So how long were you in that room with the girl and the horrible decor before you got your own space?
1 year. So I guess closer
One
to
year.
like 11 months, they let me move in earlier, which I was happy about. So I didn't have to pay rent for two places. So they're like, you can, the room's ready. So I was downstairs, same building, same closet. Now I'm upstairs, like maybe 5 feet one way. So my old room.
Okay, so you just moved out your own room.
Yep, just right up the stairs. So it was the easiest move. I like called my husband. I'm like, we gotta move everything right now. He's like, it's 5 p.m. on a Thursday. I'm like, okay, well, you're not done with golf until 1 o'clock on a Sunday, and it's July, so much hotter. So we moved everything in an evening, which was fun. As soon as she said she didn't need the stuff anymore, then I moved. So I've been there since probably July 15th in my own room. I'm there 5 days a week, so I'm able to make a lot more money compared to the 3.5 days a week that I was there. More open availability, more hours. So that was when my mindset really started to change. Because I was
In better or worse?
better. So I went into it because we were really good friends. Like I consider her one of my best friends. And me like not liking the decor, even though I told her in the nicest, kindest way possible, it just started drama. So once I got my own spot, I just felt so much better. I felt like, okay, now I can have like the environment that I want. Like I've been planning everything. I got my little LED light. I got my wallpaper. So it just felt a lot like a fresh new start. And I was just a lot more happy to go to work. I didn't have to see ugly tether lamps every day or ugly rug. It just felt clean and fresh and new, you know? It's something that I could be proud of and something that was, I felt like impressive versus the other room. I'm gonna send a picture after and you're gonna realize.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Okay, so were you always doing facials? Because you went from doing waxing, and did you always do facials when you first started, or what point did you start doing facials?
I started doing facials right away. So before I opened my
Okay.
business, over that summer, I probably had like 15 people come to me and I just gave them facials for free so I could practice. Since I had been out of it for so
Oh, okay, great.
long and
Right, that's what I was gonna
I knew
ask.
I can't just go. I mean, I knew all the steps. I mean, it's muscle memory from school. Like, you just need a little bit of refresher. I just needed to look at a bunch of people's skin, and that's like the hardest part, like the skin conditions. So I was in a networking meeting for like 3 months before I opened my business. And I'd have the people from the networking meeting come in. I'd have friends. I'd have my sisters, my mom. And I would do it right in my living room. I'd set up my bed. I already had all my things. So that's what really got me ready to do facials and charge for them. Because I knew I couldn't just go into it after not doing one for 4.5 or 5 years. It's been 5 years since I graduated school. It just wasn't realistic. I couldn't give my clients the best experience without practicing. I went and got facials done too. So I'm like, oh, I like when they do more pressure. Even something as simple as doing more pressure on the neck and chest when they're cleansing your skin, or doing a little massage when they put the towel on your face, or like having essential oils in your towels, you know? It was the little things like that that I had to learn from other people, from feeling it myself, or get feedback from the people I was doing it on. So I did facials in the beginning. I had no back bar. And then these people were coming in like, oh, what should I get for my skin? And I'm like, why don't I have these products here? You know? So I started with Hale and Hush with the sensitive skin line. I do like the products. I still do use them in the back in my back bar. Like all my new facial clients, I still do the incredible enzyme because it's super gentle. I've never seen anyone react to it. And then I use the Hale and Hush Hydrate Gel Mask because it's just my favorite hydrating mask ever. But I just felt like it was really just like sensitive skin rosacea, and I was having a lot of acne clients. So 2 months in opening my business, that's when I took the Face Reality course. And I feel like that just opened so many more doors for me. I was able to sell products easier. They were less money than Hale and Hush, like more effective. And it just worked better. And that's when I really figured out this is what I want to specialize in. This is what I can make the biggest difference in people's skin. It's noticeable. People ask about it. And like when people see results for themselves, they want to come see you too. So I knew that's how I could market myself without even talk and without even having like people talk about it. So yeah, I really think that the Face Reality course was like the best thing I could have done for my business. And that's how I figured out I wanted to specialize in acne.
Yeah, 'cause you went from like a only waxy background to then you kind of were focusing on acne, and I was just curious, was it kind of that process? And so you took the class and you realized you really liked it and you liked doing acne and you kind of wanted to slowly move away from waxing, even though you still had waxing clients.
So when I look back into the times that I'm like depressed and like that's when I'm not learning at all. I'm not taking in any new knowledge. So when I started taking this class and I really started learning, challenging myself, growing, not staying stagnant, I knew that that's what felt the best for me. It felt good to educate people. Acne, even dermatologists don't properly always know the right ways to address it. And the fact that I could help people when no one else could felt very rewarding. And I like empowering others. So I felt like that's when I knew. So I still wax. I just don't market it at all. I'm taking waxing things not or waxing services off my menu that I never do, just so I can focus on acne, and those are the new clients coming my way. Thankfully, Brazilian waxes, everyone talks about them. They market themselves. just because friends talk to other friends about them. So I felt like I didn't really need to post that stuff on my social media. But it wasn't until I started working with you that I actually did that, you know? So I posted about everything, and it was a lot. And it was confusing. I had smile eliminations, waxing, acne facials, hydrogel masks, and it was just a lot. I was just trying to put as much content out there as possible, which I'm glad it helped build my following. And I was getting people from it, but I wasn't putting out educational content or stuff of value that people would learn from.
Because okay, so when I met you, so for everyone, Liv is one of my clients. Actually, we just finished working together, but if you know, if you're a client of mine, you're always a client of mine. And so when I met you in October 2023, you were doing brow laminations, like full body waxing, acne, and just regular facials, right? Is there any other services that you were doing that I forgot?
This thing just said random stuff like vajacials or pregnant belly facials, just I'd have random things on my menu that people would maybe book once a month just because I wanted to be a yes man. I wanted to say yes to everyone so I wouldn't lose anyone.
Okay, so I remember, so you signed up for my one-to-one coaching, and you are a unique one because we didn't do a call first. I didn't know you. I had never spoken to you, and you just signed up, which was so exciting for me and also so scary because I'm like, I don't have access at all. And so why did you decide that you wanted to do
So I
coaching
listened to your
with
podcast for
me?
probably about 6 months. I don't remember how I found you, to be honest, but I just remember like listening to it. They were shorter because some of the esthetician podcasts, I love them, that they can be 45 minutes to an hour. And when I'm like just driving to work or folding the laundry, or on the treadmill at the gym, like I just wanted something quick and I could always learn from them in like 20 to 25 minutes and take. I felt like they're very insightful and I felt like I already knew you before I started working with you. So I was super excited to take the job. I talked to my husband about it. I guess he was just my fiance at the time, but and he was like, no, you need to invest in yourself. Like all the best business people have coaches, people that they learn from, people hold you accountable. Like you need to do it. So I'm like, huh, I need to do this. And so I did it right away. I didn't book the coaching calls, and I think you were doing like $50 off a month. And I'm like, this is the perfect time. Like I have to take advantage of this. Because I mean, $50 is $50, but like I like to save money when I can. Well, yeah, I just kind of trusted in the process because I felt like I'd heard you speak before and it was all very like valuable, you know? So it was kind of a surprise to me that I didn't book that call either because that's not really how I am. I like to kind of seal things out, but I just felt like it was the right thing to do. I knew I needed a coach because like my husband said, you can always learn from someone. I knew I needed help with my marketing because what I was doing wasn't giving me kind of the results I was looking for, even though I was spending the time on it. And I just wanted to grow and I felt like it was gonna be like the best thing for me. Saw your posts and stuff too, and I'm like, I feel like I can trust her, you know?
Okay, so you signed up October. I feel like it was like mid-October 2023, and you were making about $6,000 to $7,000 a month in your esthetician business revenue. I remember I have my new clients, like, fill out an assessment, and you're like, I'm really nervous to give up services. Like, I know that's what you were going to recommend. Like, do I have to? I remember seeing that. And so that was something we talked a lot about because, I'm not going to force anyone to do anything they don't want to do, but I also look at what you're actually making money and where you could be making more money. And I remember you weren't really selling a lot of product, and you were doing a lot of different things and making money, but not making a lot of money. You were working really hard for that money. Would you agree with me? Like, you were working really hard for six, seven thousand
I
dollars a month.
wasn't selling too much product. I was just doing random things here and there for people who wanted to come in once every 3 years, and I was keeping these services on my menu. But yeah, I didn't want to niche down. I didn't want to say no. I thought I was saying no to money when I was cutting services off.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until you were like, go back to the last 2 months and tell me how many services or how many clients came in for these services. And I'm like, I'm not missing out on $40. I'm not even like doing this, you know? Like, that's not that much money. And like, not all money is good money. If I'm not excited to go into work, if I'm like,
Sure.
ugh, I should do this brow tint right now. I hate brow tinting. It's like, I'm not a cosmetologist. I'm not a mixed dye. So I would just go into work with like that mentality. But then I didn't want to let it go. So it took a while of working with you before I'm like,
Right.
oh, I don't need to do things that I like don't love or that doesn't bring me money. I just felt like I was saying
Yeah.
no to certain people that I may like or connect with. And I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to offer the service you like anymore. So I felt like I was letting them down. And that's not the case.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a common thing. A lot of estheticians, like so many of my clients and friends, have been like, "Yeah, I'll let someone down if I'm not doing waxing anymore, or whatever it is they're trying to change. I'm not doing facials anymore. I'm only doing that." You know, so yeah, that's a very common experience. And so I remember we focused really on building out new programs in your business that you can make more money and serve people in a more impactful way, and also in a way that's more easy for them to understand. So we spent a lot of time doing that. Tell me about that process of like what it was like for you to kind of, lean into kind of looking at growing your business in a different way than versus like taking any money versus being very specific about how you're going to work with people.
So the program was really helpful. Doing like my anti-aging one, because we were originally going to do the reverse the clock and like change it to pause the clock, because you can't really reverse like 45 years of sun damage and stuff like that. But it had me brainstorming a lot. I was constantly like, okay, what would be the best regimen for this client? Like, what products do they need? How much money can I make? What's the timeline? People like structure. Like, they like to come in, see everything right there, then and there, see how long it's going to take them to get resolved, have a Q&A. So I feel like there was a lot of work making the programs, but then it made things so much easier afterwards. It made everything flow super nicely. Like I said, people like structure. So I just worked better for my clients. I had an acne boot camp client, and her mom came in from out of town, and she came and saw me like the week she was here. And she was like one of my first people that I talked about my pause the clock program with. And I knew she wasn't coming back. I mean, her daughter's here for school for 4 years, and she's just visiting. But it was great for me to kind of practice. And she was like, I love how you have programs. This just makes everything so much easier. I've never been somewhere that has like this outline. Like, I just love it, you know? And I'm like, oh, this is really what people want. It's just easy, simple, effective, and it's just like a 1, 2, 3 thing. Instead of going somewhere and like, well, you have to do this, this move, this or that, and you have to have this product or that product. Like, it's too much information and it goes in one ear and out through the other.
Too
So I
much.
feel like when you say something to someone and then they can read it, like they remember, and it's just better. So the programs really helped a lot, because if you want to make money, you have to have people coming in regularly and selling them products. Otherwise, it's like you're kind of doing it for fun, because they just don't take it seriously, or they're not aligned with your program. So it definitely helped me get more of my ideal clients since I offer these, which is awesome. You know, they're nice people. They're committed to skincare and their results and transforming their skin, and they're ready to take it seriously compared to other people who come in for a facial for like their birthday. You know, so the programs.
And it's more, I mean, I remember when we first started creating it, and you were like, "I want to do this, but I don't know how I'm like, how do I talk about it? What can you hear the
Just a
background
tad, it
noise?
doesn't bother me.
They're mowing
I
outside my
can barely
window.
hear it. It almost
Hate
sounds like
them
a
so much, some
fly.
people. Okay. I thought them they're mowing outside. Sorry. You were overwhelmed with how to talk to people about products that were more expensive than Face Reality. Because I remember you felt comfortable talking about Face Reality, but when it came to selling,
Jen
what's the line
Marini.
that you like that you're using right now? Jane Marini, yeah, Jane Marini. That was like so much more expensive, and it was harder for you to talk to people about that investment and the investments of ProSal and microchanneling. It was a higher price point than the acne program that you already were comfortable with and comfortable selling. So for you, besides creating the program, were there other things that you figured out so that it was easier for you to talk to people about it and, present it to
I
people?
think getting past limiting beliefs was the biggest thing. Journaling, like, why I think this way, why I think I can't sell it. I know how much money people spend at Sephora and Ulta. I know how much money they'll spend at Massage Envy. Like, people like to spend money. They're coming to see you because they want skincare, you know? Not every single person. Some people are bargainers. But getting past the limiting beliefs, trying all these services on myself. I was already using Jan Marini for a while before I bought this product line on. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't spend this much money on it. But it's because I get a wholesale price and I'm an esthetician. If I wasn't an esthetician, I 100% would spend that much money on it because it works. It's a great line. And I also think, because I'm still young, I didn't have as much money. I still wasn't saving back then. I'm like, oh, would I spend my savings on this? Instead of thinking about, like, you can't shop out of other people's wallet or whatever that phrase is. But once I stopped looking at it as a price tag and started looking at it as a result, like, it was a lot easier that way. But I think it's hard because like $100 for one product like is a lot when they could get three products for 100 for Face Reality. I so I had to kind of look at it as like Face Reality. I'm not really seeing anyone over like 35 with it. Like people have adult acne, you know, but like I haven't seen anyone past the age of 35. Jane Marini is more of my aging clients. Older people have more money most of the time. So then once I realized that too, like I'm not selling a $105 product to my 20-year-old, I'm selling it to a 40-year-old. Like it's a different market. But it really just took time and me selling it, and the more I sold it, the more confidence I got. And the more people came back and told me they loved it and they're seeing changes in their skin in a month, the more that I'm like, what was I so nervous about? You know? It's just how we tell ourselves in our head. I wouldn't have brought on the line if I didn't 100% believe in it. So it's just me learning, me being more confident and comfortable and potential.
Yeah, and I think, for the listener, Liv worked re like such an easy client for me to work with, and she is a very, very hard worker, and I give my clients homework, and she would take it and run and be like, okay, what else? Like a day later, like she was not just like, oh, I guess I'll try it and see what happens. It was like, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to do everything you tell me to do and more. And like, I'm going to take this idea you gave me, Brittany, and I'm going to run with it. I'm going to try three other things that are similar to it. And so, Liv, you were always like really pushing yourself. And you didn't see a big change in your business for like at least 3, if not 4 months, right? You were making around the same amount of
Yeah, just
money, right? Because you were just kind of in the background. Learning and growing and figuring it out.
yeah.
There's a lot
So
of figuring
December
out.
I made I think $8,000, but I worked half of it. I had a sur I had surgery, I had COVID, I had a trip. Maybe I made close to seven. Yeah.
And you got married.
So I was doing all these things, redoing our house. So I wasn't there a lot, but I made more money that month than I thought I would. I remember I said, I didn't make this much. And you're like, well, look at the numbers. And I'm like, oh, because see, I have to learn. and I made more than the month before. So when I started working with you, we were going through a lot, renovating our house. Cabo had a surgery, my dog had ACL surgery, we were getting married, so I felt like I was taking all the things you told me and applying them, but you can't expect results in like 2 weeks. And you have to be consistent. And after being consistent for a month, I mean, January hit 10K, February I hit 12, March I hit 13, and then April I hit 13 this month too. So it's been really good.
Essentially doubled your
Which is
business in
crazy.
6 months.
And I knew I would working with you. Like, I always had hope. I have always been a pretty hard worker, motivated. I'm someone who thrives off productivity. So I knew if you work hard, you manifest, like it'll come to life, you know? You just can't give up too easy. You have to be patient and know that all good things come to those who wait and who work hard enough for it. So I was, yes.
And not every week was like a sunshine and rainbows week. Some weeks were like very frustrated and like doing these different things and they weren't working or this isn't happening, and it's but you were willing to problem solve and think outside the box and try things that maybe made you uncomfortable and also like really lead into like, yes, this makes me uncomfortable to sell higher end products and services, but I want those results for my clients. I want those results for my business. And so I'm going to keep going, even though like no one's bought I remember, I think it was January. I was like, who do you have anyone for doing pro sell? And you were like, no. And like you had just invested in it and all that money. And you were like, no one's booked it yet. And I was like, people will book it. You have to keep talking about it. Nobody knows it exists. Like you have, and so it was a lot of that, and I really credit your not willing, like you're not going to give up because it didn't go the way you wanted it to go the first four times. Because it did go the way you wanted it to go. It's still going the way you want it to go because you
The more
just
you
kept
talk
going.
about something, the more easy it becomes to sell. Because you're talking about the results, your client's experience. Like, it was hard because in the beginning I did it on myself. I did it on my husband. But once I started doing it on people who were giving me like more feedback, I was sending them home with the growth fasters. It was a different experience, and I'm actually doing it quite a bit nowadays. Like at least a few a week, which has been really good. I enjoy it a lot, and I do it on the skin. I know they say you don't have to, so it is a little bit of a longer service. But I feel like the longer you're with
No,
someone,
that's true.
like more connection I can build. So all my personal clients have been really good. They listen to me. They take home the products that I tell them to. They trust me with their skin. So I think when you do pay more money for a service, people take it more seriously. I know we don't like using the word investment, and I didn't even know that until I listened to your podcast, but it is a little bit more when you're spending that much money. So it has been good, but you can't expect, I couldn't expect for me to just have all these pro sales on my books if I'm not talking about it and I'm not posting about it. So once I started talking and posting about it was easy. It's kind of in the beginning I was like, oh yeah, no, I'm not doing this, but pushed it up, and though it's been better. I took the other microneedling off my menu too, because I'm like, I don't want to,
So
I
you
don't want
just
to give
didn't.
someone not as good results when they could just pay $50 to $100 more and it'd be quite way better.
And I another thing that I loved about working with you is like I also was new to pro sell. I had never really experienced it. And like we figured out together like how to market it, and you were a great student, you were constantly like we were exploring things like how are you going to talk about it so people understand, you're not just showing the pro sell gun, like you're actually showing it in a way that people are interested. And it was a lot of trial and error. And you did it though. You just kept going and now you do it
It's hard.
flawlessly.
when I'm so used to esthetician terms, saying things in fancy ways, making it less complex and being able to explain it to a 10-year-old. Like, that is so difficult, and that was the hardest part for me. Because I don't know. I don't have a 10-year-old brain. I don't have a non-esthetician brain. I don't know if they know or not, you know? So that was pretty difficult for me, but it did help a lot. Since when people can understand things more and it makes more sense to them, they're just more likely to book the service. Compared to if I was using words like epidermis and I don't know, just like more complex stuff. Like that scares people. And I didn't know that until I started working with you. I'm like, oh, people wanna see that I'm smart and I know what I'm talking about.
Great. It was so funny because Liv is definitely a unique person because you feelings don't get hurt very easily. So I would just respond directly to your post.
Like, or you DM, would be like, this no scares me.
Like, I was so, I'm directing. I would say, this post scared me. I don't understand what's happening. And I'm an esthetician. Like, do not, you know, I was like very direct with you, but I could do that because you took it really well. And then you would just like, oh, okay. And you like learn. You wouldn't be like, well, that was rude. You know, I usually am not that direct with most of my clients because I realize like it's really sensitive. But you were just like, no, just tell me exactly what I'm doing wrong every post. And I was like, okay. And so that was good. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't easy always like you post. Like, what are you going to say now?
I like this one.
But now you do it publicly. Yeah, you were willing to be corrected a lot. And I think that is also why you had success so quickly. And you have had before you and I worked together is like you were willing to learn and be wrong and be like, okay, that's not working. I'm going to try something different. And versus being like, well, I want this to work because I want people to think I'm smart. Be like, okay, people aren't buying it because they don't understand it. So it was just really, really fun to see that with you and like see that transformation. And now I always like, I'm like looking at your posts.
Thank you.
Just killing it.
Yeah, I figured if I'm paying someone, I'm not paying them to agree with me. I'm paying them to tell me what I'm doing wrong so I can do it right. Just like I go to a therapist for them to tell me how to handle things differently because I don't always handle situations right. So I knew what I was kind of getting into. I am kind of a sensitive person, like regularly, but when it comes to business, you really have to separate like your emotions from it to be a successful business owner. I don't know if I read that in a book or listened to it in a podcast, but that is something that I've really tried to do in my business. Because you did tell me all these things, and not one time would my feelings get hurt. When you told me that one pro cell and bio refill post scared you, I was sitting there laughing. I knew you wouldn't like it, and I still did it because I'm like, well, at least I'm putting something out today. Duh.
I'm like, don't delete it, you know, like put it out, it's fine, but just know like people don't know what this is and it could be scary to people who are like scared of needles or you know whatever. So any last things you want to talk, our time's almost up. Like I again, for people, Liv woke up super early and got camera ready because we're in different time zones, so to accommodate my schedule. So I so appreciate that. I so appreciate your time. So anything else you want to say about your journey or about being an esthetician business owner?
Well, I'm super grateful I met you and I've worked with you. You really have changed my business for the better. And it's not a goodbye because I'm still going to meet with you once a month. Like I'd be too sad to never meet with you. You really have. Yeah. Helps me with my mindset and keep me accountable and on the right track. And well, I could just cry. Thank you, Matthew. I really enjoyed the time that we've spent together. It's mostly Tuesday mornings, and I feel like meeting with you on my day off has been super productive. I get all these things done. I go to the gym, and it just sets my day off on a really good track. So I'm so grateful for everything I've learned from you. And he was listening to this and is on the fence about working with Brittany. She really is an angel, and I know she can help me a lot. Just change your business for the better. Oh. So trust her, trust the process, work hard, and your business can double in 6 months. It's crazy.
Yeah, and again, Liv, like, dream client. Like, again, I would give her homework and she'd be like, okay, I want more. I'm done with that homework for this week. And I'm like, okay, like, let's go. Like, I'm gonna keep going, you know? Or sometimes I'm like,
Yeah.
you just have to keep posting. That's your homework. And
Feel
she's
like it's not
like,
enough.
okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not, I know, I remember we're like, it's like it's not enough. Like, that's it. That's what you need to do is keep posting so people understand what you're doing. They don't know about what you're doing. So
Yeah.
we have to keep telling people. So such a pleasure working with you. Such a pleasure being your friend and being in your life. And thank you for your time and your story. I know people are gonna be inspired because a lot of estheticians listening are younger estheticians and they want to own their business. Maybe they're working for someone right now or they just started and it's a lot. And the reason that you are successful is because you have perseverance and you figured things out and you looked at your numbers and you figured out like what you needed to make and were also willing to like change and evolve over time. So like all those, that's why you're successful and you're also just great with your clients and people love you. So
Yeah, I
you just
know
have
the numbers
continued
part was really,
success.
I know we didn't talk about this, but the numbers part was really hard for me in the beginning. I did not want to look at them because I was ashamed, I was embarrassed, and I felt like I was failing. And it wasn't until I started looking at the numbers every week that I really started to grow. Because it doesn't seem so hard or so far away when you have it right in front of you and you know, oh, I only need to sell like $300 in product this week to hit my goal, you know, it doesn't seem as far away when you're work when you're doing your numbers. So it's my biggest advice. Look at your numbers. Just stay positive, persevere through the hard times, and yeah, just don't give up. No one's gonna put in the work. You have to do it yourself and it'll all pay off and feel so good once it does.
Yeah, you just got a car,
Yeah.
right? A new car. And it
Yeah.
will save money again and all the things that are
Yeah.
important financial goals for you. So
Thank you.
congratulations. Well done. The sky's the limit for you. I know she has other goals that she's going after that we've set. And I always just keep raising the bar because you're gonna keep going and
Yeah.
making more money and helping more
Yeah, very
people. It's
excited.
fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah,
All
thanks
right,
for
love.
having
Well,
me
thank
on
you for
here.
being here. We so appreciate it. If you want to find you, can you
Yeah,
tell
so it's
them your
Live for
Instagram and
Aesthetics.
website?
I know no one can spell that. So it's LIV, like Olivia, FORAESTHETICS. And then my Gloss Genius is at gotglossgenius.com. Yes.
As well, and that's your Instagram as well. Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, have a
And I'll
good
talk to you
day.
soon, my friend. You too. Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helps my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.